What's going on, y'all? This is Mike Brown, and I just wanted to say thank you for tuning into the show. You know, y'all are here for me every week, getting me through these times, and I just wanted y'all to know that I'm here for y'all in whatever way you need. Please feel free to reach out on the social media, through email. Get in touch with me. I'm here for y'all. Know that none of us are going through this alone. Also, I just created a Patreon, so if y'all would like to subscribe to the Patreon, please do. I would love the support. Thank you so much. This is The Art of Letting Go.
Yo, what up? This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. Today, I got two special guests in the building. Shit, y'all been down since day one, since the beginning of this shit, when it looked different, when it sounded different.
Came from a different place.
Yeah.
The whole nine, man.
Yeah, y'all been on this show. I've been on y'all show quite a few times, maybe like two or three times, maybe.
But I think at least three, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, three times for sure. Mm-hmm. But this is our first time officially on The Art of Letting Go, because the first time we were on, it was a crossover event.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Y'all mind introducing yourself to the people?
I do not. They call him Big T. Is that what you're about to say? They call me Big T?
I was gonna let you go first, dog. I was gonna see how you introduce yourself.
Hey, Rod, from there.
Back off of you. Yep.
Man. So, my name is Robert Hendricks. For those who don't know, one half of the couple of nobodies. We've been doing it for 2.5 years now. Started April of 2018 in the same, we'll say, air quote, studio that The Art of Letting Go was coming out of at the time. And we were just, Wayne, your former partner, was a high school buddy of mine, so I've known him forever, and that's pretty much how we end up crossing paths, I think, throughout this thing.
Yeah, Terrence Hopkins, you know, the better half of the compod.
True.
Couple of nobodies.
True. He makes no lies there.
Some would say I'm the talent, you know. That's a
most would.
Yeah, just mostly. I don't do. Yeah, not the engineer though, just the talent.
Strictly just talent. My man just makes plays on game days. That's it. He shows up on Sunday, straps his chin on, and he goes.
Ready to work, baby. But yeah, same thing. You know, we cross paths with Mike at the Six and Magnolia Studios. You know, shout out to Wayne.
Yeah.
And man, we had you guys, we did the little Who Knows the Partner Better challenge when we had our crossover event. And that was it. We went to a couple beach settings with Big Mike. I heard he was out there catching tugs. So kind of just kept in touch from there. Though. I've been a fan of each other's work. So here we are.
Yeah, man. And I just want to say that I am proud of y'all. Like, just seeing how the show has progressed, like being on yesterday and seeing like all the segments and shit y'all had in there. Like, it was really dope.
I appreciate that, man.
Well, for those of you that don't listen to our podcast, normally I have better control over it than I did yesterday. Me and a couple of the earthly substances on your logo now, we crossed paths and I lost my mind yesterday. Okay. So, I appreciate you saying that, but it's usually a little bit more structured than what you got yesterday.
Yeah, no, but I mean, just seeing that you have structure to it in like multiple segments, like that was really cool to see. I brought y'all along because I really just wanted to talk about podcasting and being that shit. We've all kind of done it for a little while, just seeing where y'all at with it. Like, are y'all still enjoying it?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's a different thing, right? Like, it doesn't paint the same nervous energy. And I'm not like, it'd be tough to say that like the same level of excitement as like the first 4 or 5 episodes, but each week or each iteration that we come up with, I feel like has, like you said, we have segment now. So it for me, like the excitement comes when we tweak it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And whatever we tweak is now new to us, to me and T, and so we get to go from there. And then also having, it's weird, like a yearly, like now that we've done it for a couple of years, we almost have like a yearly routine.
Yeah.
So this year I got to talk about my ballot. I get to do my ballot online, we've created this fantasy football league. So now every September we talk about it. We get everybody involved. We have them call in So we've managed to create these rhythms now that we can kind of sink into and look forward to throughout the year almost. That kind of keeps it fresh.
Yeah. Same thing for me. I mean, not the nerves are gone. Obviously, I wouldn't call us veterans, but we've been doing it for 2 years. So more than anything, man, I just love hopping on here.
How many episodes have y'all done? Like
137 last night.
I couldn't disagree with you faster. I can't get it out of my mouth. I'm glad Mike said it. I'm like, bro, if somebody asked me, I'm like, how many episodes you got? How many long you like? Yeah. I would say, you know, I don't know if there's a definition of veteran, but once you get to where you have more time and episodes invested than most other people you'll come across, I feel like, you know.
I feel like I'm not, but I was trying to be humble. I was trying to take the humble route here.
Oh, the better half of the show that you opened with. You opened with, I'm the better half of the show, but now all of a sudden you want to be humble. I get
it. Yeah, I got to switch it up here and there, though. You know?
It's not adding up, but I feel you.
Y'all got experience. So, you know, that's why I said, that's why y'all here, because you can speak to people that are starting out doing this shit or just getting into it and trying to see what the fuck is up. You know, because it's funny, I've had conversations with people that are just starting out podcasts and shit, and like they're really focused on like equipment, making money and shit like that. And it's like, and like just to start the motherfucker, like
money,
that shit matters.
Yeah, no, actually, no, none of it matters. It's the effort. It's just the will to want to do it. And like for you, I commend you because like, you know, you either have to find a guest each week or you just do it by yourself. And like, that's a totally different thing. Like, luckily, at least what I said, like this dude shows up every, you know, we make the plays. Like he's there every Tuesday or every Saturday to record, you know, to have to do it, you know, either him by himself or me by myself more than twice a month would be difficult for me. I could say that for sure. I mean, I could get in the rhythm of it, I think, over time, but I don't think I'd want to. I have more fun talking shit to this dude and him talking shit to me. Like, that's more fun to me. You know what I'm saying? But like, not saying that I don't, you know, disagree with what you do. Just you're good at it. And it would be tough for me to do that. So tell me what that's like. Cause that's a dynamic that I can't dive into. Me and him have tried a couple times, but you know,
like recording alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's the mindset going into it? If you know you're going to be alone, do you come up with a certain number of topics you know you want to hit or anything like that? Or is it just kind of like, I'm going to come off the top?
Can I tell you some real shit?
That's what I'm here for, baby.
Every single episode that I've done has usually been off the top to this point. Like, yeah. I never really come up. And I feel like I need to. I feel like that would make the show better, you know, by me having some sort of structure and maybe having some talking points and shit. Because the show is dope just off the raw dopeness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like me going into the space of like going to talk by myself, sometimes it's like, well, what's on my mind? You know, and I might sit there. Like I don't force the recording, and I feel like I never have. But even now it's like, okay, I'll go to the beach and I'll go sit at the beach all day. And when something speaks to me, I'll record it. And a lot of times it'll flow so easy that sometimes I'll be scared. I'm to the point now where sometimes I question it. Like, damn, is this like really what just came out of me? Because this was so cold, and it was so much of what I wanted to do. Is this even right? You know, like the last episode I put out, I recorded by myself, and I was like, damn. Like I felt like I was being like very, like personal in what I was talking about. And I guess it feels different now because I'm back in therapy again. So, you know, this was kind of just the space to just unload and let off. But now, like, having these conversations here, but then also working through them with another person, it feels different, you know? And not that I approach it differently, but it makes me really think about what I say here so I can really do some real work in another space, you know?
So question, when you say that, and I guess like, you know, when you're saying you're not sure if what it is right or doesn't actually feel right, is it because there's no one to push back on you? Like, so when you're talking to your therapist and you say something and something comes out, maybe the therapist is like, oh, okay, well, maybe you feel that way because of this or A, B, and C. Is it because you're so free flowing and you could just let it go? And sometimes you're like, damn, does this even make sense because there's no one pushing back. You know what I mean? Because the few I've done by myself, I start talking and I'm like, I sound like a fucking crazy person. I know what's coming out of my mouth. I'm like, I sound crazy.
But the funny thing is for me, like, sometimes when it's coming out, it sounds like it feels crazy.
Yeah.
But that's how it normally feels when I'm by myself anyway.
Anyway.
So, you know, the show initially was like letting people into the conversations of me and my friends. And mm-hmm. now, like when I do these solo episodes, it's like I'm letting you into my mind. Like, you really want to know what be on my mind? This is the shit that be on my mind. And it flies at me like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might be talking about one thing and it get distracted by something. That's what it is in real life. You know,
so. Yeah, you should let it rock like that. I mean, if you're coming off the cuff like that, there's no need for structure.
Yeah,
like we have structure on ours, but we don't follow it half the time.
you've seen before.
We got guidelines, like, you know, we got personal topics that we want to hit. We got general topics that we could hit. We got sports that we never hit. So we got, you know, the eat a dick where we like to talk shit to people. So we got stuff that we like to get to. But first and foremost, it's about the conversation me and Robert having. And just catching up over like the past week.
Yeah. And I feel you. I do feel you. Like, I do feel like this works for me. So why not stick with
right
it?
Now, yeah.
But I also want to grow. And and not just like me personally, but I want my show to grow. You know, that's why I do like promote it the way I do, the way I, you know, put out merch and shit, because I enjoy this shit. But I also, yeah, like any other motherfucker, I want to see money off my shit.
Right.
I feel like I've put in a decent amount of work to care about it now. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, hey.
I've been doing this for 3 years now, so now I can care about it as opposed to coming straight into it and looking for the money.
Got you. Nah, I feel that. Have you ever thought about doing, because you do one episode a week, right?
I do. I'm thinking about doing a whole different podcast, a whole separate show.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah. I really see myself I really see myself being like the fucking Issa Rae of fucking podcasting. Like, I got buku podcast ideas, and you know, I'm having to like let go of some of my power. Maybe that's what this episode is about, letting go of some of my fucking power. Because when I see my ideas and shit, I see that shit so clear that like the person I'm working with. And that could possibly be why the shit didn't work with Wayne also. Like, I be seeing my shit so clear that it'd be hard for me to, like, give up some of that power of, like, you know, hey, you know, you handle this. Or just because if it's not done in the way that I would do it, I'm gonna feel away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, we've gone through that. So, yeah, it makes 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
You took the words out of my mouth.
and that's been my challenge, like outside of podcasting, everything, like everything that I've done from like music school, all that, like I have a really hard time working with people, and I'm trying to be better. I'm open to it now. Like, I've written out what I'm willing to give up some of my power on, and what I have to hold on to, and I'm trying to navigate that.
Yeah, that was gonna be the therapist. Whatever therapist side of me I had in me, I was gonna, you got to the point though, I was gonna say, maybe you don't work well with others sometimes. But it is a matter of, but at the end of the day, you know, like, you know, we've talked about it even between us, you have to only worry about you. Like, the most important person is you. So if you fucking, whatever, positive or negative, you don't work well with others, then you don't work well with others under these circumstances. And like, maybe you wanna get better. But like you said, you write down the things that you're willing to give up, or you're willing to compromise on, but the things you're not. And then as long as you can follow within those guidelines and stay true to you, the rest of it will work out.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something else as you're talking, because I'm like, man, I really like, I'm pinpointing what it is now, but I'm not always comfortable leading. I'm a leader. Don't get me wrong. I'm a leader.
Sure.
I have a hard time like telling somebody, which now, you know, I think it would be different just because I feel different about it, but telling somebody like, hey, you slacking on what you're doing, or, you know, you fucking up. But now I feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
There you go.
I always feel very comfortable doing that. I've had to learn how to do it. Judiciously, or yeah, like, you know, with some amount of grace, instead of being like, what the fuck? Because that was my initial reaction for so long. Yeah, we have opposite problems on that one.
So what's y'all biggest challenge at this stage in the podcast?
Challenge? I would say what the biggest area of opportunity for us would probably be marketing. Like the way you market your podcast, you're a beast at it. And but you're way more into like the social media game of like the posting than I would say I am. And I know Rob's not big into social media at all. So just really just consistently posting, getting our podcast to the people, to different platforms and stuff like that. Like we could do a 10 times better job than what we're doing on that. So yeah, I would say that for me, that would be our biggest weakness right now, or area opportunity, I like to say. Because the content's there. I mean, me and this nigga talk for hours, though. So you know, we really need to stop talking so long.
Right.
So we can produce these shows. We can get it out. We can be funny. We can be serious. We can be controversial. Like, we got the different lanes that we can go to. We just got to get it out there now.
Yeah.
Growth in a large scale, but how he said it was probably the details of it. And I think show wise, we could probably get back to working on at least getting more guests. Cause we were big with guests early, and it's not that, again, I think we're to the point now where, you know, it rocks with the just two of us, no problemo, but we could start reaching out to people again to be like, hey, you know, you want a few Saturdays from now, you want to do this? Da, 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 da. I think to that point, I think us going on Saturdays kind of hurts that, because it's hard to get people to be like, hey, you want to give up your half your Saturday to come drink and get silly with us? People do it on a Tuesday all the time. like, yeah, I got nothing to do it on a Tuesday. Yeah. But on Saturdays, it's a little more difficult to get people to come and kind of give up their Saturdays to do that. So so that part I see. But maybe just getting more guests. But other than that, yeah, just the growth of it. The growth of it. But it's a double-edged sword. Like, you know, I don't think either one of us are really great at that. And so that goes to what I was telling you earlier. Like, you know, you got to find what our lanes are. And our lane is being good at what we do. So we're good at that. So we're focusing on that. But yeah, the growth of it is probably where we need to work on some aspect of it there.
Do y'all be checking y'all stats and shit?
Every once in a while, I'll check the stats from SoundCloud. But I don't believe them all the time, like, because literally it'll be like sometimes it'll be we had 350 in a week listens, and then sometimes it'll be like 88, and I'm like, okay, I mean I get it, but like that week was no different from the last. Like, what the hell? There was one episode that much better? I'm sure it doesn't go by episodes. Yeah. So I don't know if I absolutely believe in all the stats, but yeah, I check it every once in a while.
That's what's up. How does it affect how you feel about the work you're doing? Like,
no effects.
None. Okay.
Zero.
No effects. Zero. And that's not even a superficial answer in any way, shape, or form. Nothing.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, I genuinely have fun just talking to my homie. So yeah. I could do that every week without the extras. I could just call him, be like, yo, what's up? We'd shoot the shit.
Yeah, the thing is, we were doing podcasts for the last 15 years, you know? Like,
right, absolutely.
We just started recording it for the last 2.5, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if you could take these mics away, you could take this laptops away, me and him are still going to talk.
We'll argue sports. We'll talk shit about something. It's just how it'll go down, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stats, people listening to it, it don't matter. Literally, my goal every episode is to make this fool laugh as many times as I can. Yeah. And if I can pop him, then I'm like, I won the episode for me. And if anybody else is listening and they choose to laugh, then cool. I'm happy for you too. But I'm trying to make this nigga laugh first and foremost.
That's what's up.
And if this was like, I fuck with it after I play a song, then we're good. So it's like, can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're good. I'm like, yeah, dope. And so my whole live or die for the podcast happens in the first 3 minutes. Because after the intro, if he's like, yeah, it was whatever, I'm like, okay, cool, man.
What advice would y'all give to somebody that's just starting out a podcast or coming up?
I would say if you're a regular person, if you're a nobody, you know, quote unquote, don't expect to make money. Don't expect to blow up right away. Don't expect none of that shit. Just do it because you want to create something. Do it because you like podcasting. You know, don't keep your, just tame your expectations.
Yeah, that's not bad. I would just say have fun and be consistent. Just those two things. Just whatever you do, make sure you're having fun while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. If at any point you're like, I'm not having fun doing this, then stop, because it'll sound like you're not having fun. It will, you will sound like you're not having fun. You will start forcing shit. You'll just don't do it. If you're not having fun, stop fucking talking. Yep. And then if you are having fun, just make sure you do it every week. Mm-hmm. That's it. Those are the only two things I suggest. Just make sure you do it every whatever, not even every week, whatever your thing is. If you want to do it once a month, then do it once a month. If you're gonna do it on the 20th of every month, you want to make sure you have an episode out 20th of every month, then make sure you have an episode out the 20th of every month.
Yeah, man. Y'all haven't taken any breaks, huh?
We haven't missed a week since we started.
Wow, mm-hmm. Man. That's so crazy. Y'all like the fucking news.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can count on us. You can count on either our bullshit or a smart shit every week. You'll get something. Man.
That's really dope.
Because yeah. It's just the thing about it is that's how people can follow you. Like at the end of the day, you know, you're looking for followers.
Yeah.
Well, then do something for them to follow you. And just be there every week. You know what I mean? Like, it'll catch on over time. And like T said, temper your expectations. Don't expect that, you know, in week two or even fucking year two, you're going to get hundreds of thousands of downloads. I mean, unless you're famous. Like I said, the most efficient advice you can give to anyone is, if you're going to start a podcast, be famous before you start it. And then you'll be fine. If you really want to know how to be successful, be famous before you start it, and then you'll be fine. But if you're not,
you can build it though.
You can build it. It's not impossible for sure. It's just the super successful ones from the gate are the ones who are like, oh, Bill Burr's got a podcast. You're like, yeah, all right. If Kevin Hart started a podcast, everyone would listen to it. You know what I'm saying? It's just how it works. But consistency, I think, is the most important part.
For sure. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Because even I'm a podcast fan, first and foremost, before we even started doing it. And my favorite podcast, I know I can find every Thursday, this is coming out. Every Monday, this is coming out. So I set my schedule around what podcast episodes are coming out. So yeah, as a podcaster, you got to make sure if you come out Tuesdays, you come out every single Tuesday. Like our drops at Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. People can know to expect it on Tuesday at 7:30. You know, so it's being consistent with it and having fun, man. Having fun. And
it's a waste don't be, of time
you're
not having
fun. Yeah, and don't be scared to evolve, you know. What our podcast started, what episode one sounded like, is nowhere near what episode 15 was. You know, within that 14 episode period, we had a whole new fucking game that we started playing, to where the first person who cussed had to take a shot. You know, and even that game has evolved. You know, so over time, don't be scared to change and evolve.
Are y'all gonna put out more merch?
We can try it again. We didn't do a very good job the first time, but.
I think I would do it again. I think
y'all could.
I would do it again. Yeah.
Especially like, if y'all got motherfuckers listening, you should do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no problem putting it out. I guess this the hard part would be. Well, hey, that's a question for you. How do you do it? Like, how do you make them on demand, or do you just make a bunch and like, yeah, put us on game on that? Because the way we did it last time, we bought like a 50 pack or 100 of them.
The way I do it, you don't spend any money. You just collect money. There's a site called Teespring.
Okay. You
upload your design. And that's why I brought y'all here too, so we can just share some game with whoever listening to this trying to start a podcast or whatever, any creative medium. But it's called Teespring. They ship everything, print everything, all that stuff, and they split the profit with you. So like, you know, they take 10, you take 10, or whatever your price is for your shirt, mm-hmm. but you don't do nothing but just collect the money. This shirt that I got on right now is from Teespring, and I'm okay with the quality of it, you know, because this is where I'm at today. You know what I'm saying? Like, in fucking 5 years, I might be fucking measly. You know what I'm saying? I don't fucking know. But yeah, man, like, make this shit work, you know. I know that we're not getting 100 millions right now, but shit, there's a couple hundred out there that you could grab. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all started a fucking, y'all got a Patreon?
No.
Nope.
Get on Patreon, man. Get on Patreon. I have 5 subscribers. One person unsubscribed, but I got 4 subscribers on Patreon. And it's like, just once you get that feeling of knowing that people will pay for what you have, you will not be afraid to go get the money. It's there for you because you're putting out quality material, man. Y'all putting out quality material. So people are going to pay for it. Y'all niggas are creative as fuck. Y'all got a lot of shit that y'all talk about. Y'all had a whole like sports podcast, like a whole separate thing that you were doing with the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Our podcast got a podcast, huh?
That's what I'm saying. So like, even doing some shit like that, where it's like Patreon only and motherfuckers subscribe to your Patreon for that shit. Like it's so many ways to do it. So many ways to get it. And yeah, man, that's why I wanted to connect with y'all. Cause it's like, okay, these are the notes that I picked up on the journey. Cause we started around the same time. So it's like, shit, I want to know what y'all picked up too. And you know, like I said, I see how you format your show and it's like, yeah, my show could stay like this, but it also could add an extra segment or two. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Like I can do that and try out some different things and just see where it goes. And it's like, yeah, y'all can make money with what y'all doing. Yeah, y'all can get on the social media. Like I promise you, I'm not doing nothing special on social media. I'm literally just like, fuck. I want to sing today. Let's just fucking sing online. You're going to do it in the house any fucking way. So let's just do it online and like bring people into the world. Like now it's like building a lifestyle. Like this.
Oh yeah. Like quarantine karaoke,
you know, or like, yeah, I'm feeling cute today. Let me just post the fucking selfie and just like, you know, see what happens. Like,
yeah.
And I've noticed that people really like to see me and see me doing shit. They be fucking with them quotes and shit. The shit be cool, but they really fuck with like seeing me do some shit. So I'm trying to get more comfortable putting myself out there.
Sure, I feel it. I hear you. Yeah, you get these shirts. I like that tie-dye idea you had last night.
Right, we got some tie-dye compods.
That might be the first show we put out.
Okay. Nah, that it's called Teespring.
T-E-E Spring.
Yep. All right, I wrote that down. I like that. That's a easy idea, like a easy fix. Do you I know for us what created a little bit of like, you know, a little bit, especially more in the beginning, and if I drummed it up, we could probably still do it, but is having our voicemail line. And I don't know if you have one where people can just call in and leave you voicemails, but it's pretty easy to set up. You know what I mean? Like through Google Voice.
I got one, but I was scared to promote it.
Were you? You know what? We got traction off of it in the beginning and we don't get much unless I like reach out to people and I'm like, hey, because the funny thing about it is like, look, you know, it helps if your friends help you. So if someone calls you and they're talking to you and they got like a funny take on something, you think it's interesting. You're just like, hey man, do me a favor, call this number, leave the same take you just had. It'll help me on my show on Tuesday. And we just talked about it right now. I think it's funny. Like, it's the people that you already talked to. You're not expecting like, you know, random ass people to call in. It's just, even if somebody says something to text, like, can you believe this shit happened? And you're like, nah, I can't. What? Cool. Do me a favor. Call this number.
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, leave the same thing you just told me now. It'll help me on the show. Get this thing out to other people. And then.
That creates a segment for you.
For sure. And then as the same thing
I
means.
I feel you. I like that. Yeah.
And then when somebody's listening to your shit real time, because that's how it happens to us. When people are listening to our shit real time and they totally disagree with us because we said some dumb shit because one of us took too much mushrooms, they'll be like, hey, dummy. A, B, and C. They'll call right away, and you can kind of get like an almost true reaction from them in the same way they're getting a true reaction from you. You know what I mean?
Man, yeah.
So that helped. And the
I'm gonna do it. And it's funny you say that because like I've asked some of my close friends to do it, and I'm gonna probably play it at the end of this episode because I haven't used it yet. But I had a friend call, and he was like, "This is the art of letting go." Of these nuts.
That shit would get run every episode if I was the engineer of this shit.
But I like
that shit would get run every episode.
Y'all show it, like what they think and shit. So I'm gonna put it out there, and I'm gonna roll with whatever come through, man. Because it did make me laugh and it felt good.
This
episode might be the actual episode that I use it on. Because
no, I beg you, because I'll laugh again as soon as I hear that shit. Hard as fuck. You'll get an honest reaction out of me, bro. That shit would play every episode. If I was the engineer of this shit, I'd be like. Every 8 minutes, like on the dot. Oh, that's so funny.
That's how I would close out the episode. I'm Mike Brown, and this is the art of letting go. These nuts,
dude. Oh, that's so fucking good. Just you set up a you let us know the number, and next time we do an episode, we'll call you live on our show. And be like, hey, we'll leave you one. You can definitely play again, for sure. That's for damn sure.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's easier than you think. Like, it sounds annoying, but people will do it if you just kind of ask in that kind of sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of the doper things I ever used it for was when this dude was leaving. I got, like, everyone. I think you might even call, too. I got pretty much everyone I could think of that had ever been on the show to leave a voicemail about, you know, just be like, hey, you know, good luck, yada, yada, yada. And throughout the show, I had three segments of six voicemails apiece. So I just let it run. You know what I mean? But it was dope to have all these people be like, hey, man, like, good luck. Love you. We'll miss you. Da, da, da. You know, it felt good for me to do it for him. You know what I mean? So I know I had to feel good for him to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all still using SoundCloud, right?
Yeah, that's how we upload it.
Yeah.
They still charge me. Still charging me. You got a better one?
Yes, I do. Please. Anchor. Have you guys heard of Anchor?
No. Let me go to my notepad.
I got it. I got it. I've been writing shit down the whole time.
I favored the Teespring. I got that pulled up too.
So Anchor is free.
Okay.
Oh,
and I love that. They put your podcast on all of the services. I know y'all probably already on them, but they put it on Spotify, Apple, everywhere. They put it everywhere. And they also give you the opportunity to make money by having sponsors. You don't have to use the sponsors, but you know, sometimes opportunities will come up like, hey, so-and-so wants you to sponsor, put this ad on your show, and you get like so much amount of money for a certain amount of listeners. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool for shit like that. They put me on a Amplifying Black Voices playlist on Spotify. So,
oh, there we go.
Yeah, I fuck with Anchor.
I like it. All right. Maybe we fuck with them, T, for a couple, like a month or two, and see what it's like. And then
at though is where are most of your people listening from? Because I'll tell you, for me,
the Netherlands.
Well, no, I mean, like, what service? What? Like, because if most of your listeners are on SoundCloud, then it might be best to stay on SoundCloud.
Right.
But if most of your people are listening from Apple or somewhere else, you could just start warning yourself, like, not warning, but just notifying your Spotify, your SoundCloud people, like, hey, we moving over here, so you can either listen here. It's still going to be free, or you can listen on Apple, or because damn near everybody got a fucking iPhone. So they all listen on Apple Podcasts. So, you know, the transition, it just moves your shit.
I would ask, how do you sign up
for both?
Yeah, we got both. How do you check your stats on Apple, though?
Apple,
you can do that. I know how to do it.
You know how to? Okay.
Yeah.
I know how to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Because I know they sent the email like once a year about it. And I can check that way.
But SoundCloud could show you too.
Oh, SoundCloud, see that we see it. You can see it daily, live, monthly. Yeah, SoundCloud's pretty easy to check.
And Apple breaks that shit down to like how much of your episode
each episode is being listened.
Yes, which was depressing. That's why I didn't fuck it.
Hey, don't
roo, 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 roo. Yeah.
Some of my episodes are like 10%. Like lately, they've been like 42% and shit. So we getting there. People almost listening the whole episodes.
No. Yep. Ours is shit so long, it's like 9%. You're like, oh, all right.
But that 9% of 4 hours is still pretty good.
Jesus. But yeah, so it was depressing, so I stopped checking it.
Yeah. But that's also what I like about recording by myself. Like I could do like a 10-minute, 8-minute episode and it just be done. And it's like you could listen to the whole thing and it'd be what you need, or you might listen and want some more. You know what I mean? So I kind of like the short episodes.
Just give them the drip. Give them the drip. Absolutely. Maybe they come back for a little some more taste.
Absolutely.
I think we should sign up for that. I mean, if it's free, for sure, we should start there.
Like, no reason not to.
No reason not to. And then just keep both and, like, you know, just see how that works in the, you know, in the Montana or whatever.
It's not like SoundCloud is breaking the pockets or anything.
$15 or whatever?
Yeah, it's $15.
That's my engineering fee.
That's your engineering fee, yeah.
He pays that. My engineering fee.
Super even.
But if you got a Patreon, you get other people.
Get that other even.
Like, we're just trying to make $15 a month. That's all.
Yeah. Well, how much are we asking here? I feel you.
But yeah, man. What's one piece of advice or just like life lesson that y'all can share with the listeners?
Life lesson.
Ooh.
Funny thing is, we see life totally differently. But this one I'm gonna let you go first. So take it.
Oh man, on the spot.
Yeah, he's not good on the spot like that.
Honestly, for me, I'm at the point in my life where I'm trying to do what makes me happy. And I know that sounds probably cliche and whatever, but I think for a lot of years, the reason why I moved from California is because I got stuck in a rut of, you know, I felt like a hamster on a wheel, you know, just, you know, on a spinning wheel. I'm just getting nowhere, right? I'm working these hours, I'm stacking money, and I'm still barely paycheck to paycheck, right? Just my mental wasn't right. So I needed to get out of there, refresh, move with family to, you know, get my mind right to make me happy again. So for me personally, it's just everything I've done since I moved out to South Carolina has been because I wanted to do it. Whether it's where I work at, whether it was my workout habits or going out of town or whatever the case may be, I'm simply doing what makes Terrence Hopkins happy right now. So you got to put yourself first, man. And I think a lot of times in the past, I'm a people pleaser. So I was trying to make everybody else around me happy and, you know, not, you know, make other people not, you know, I just, what's the word I'm looking for? Not trying to, just trying to live up to other people's, you know, opinions about me. And that was getting me nowhere. And I was still depressed and all this other shit. So just put myself first, man. Make yourself happy and everything is going to work itself out after that.
Yeah, man. I mean, if I had to, I would have said, put yourself first, you know, before he said that. But beyond that, just find a balance in everything you do. Just find a balance. If you go hard one way, make sure you go hard the other way. If you think you're the shit, also think about where your downfalls are. Mm-hmm. If you eat terribly, then you got to work out. If you... I don't know. If you smoke weed, you got to run. like there's things, you know what I mean? Like if you, I don't know, if you like to cook, then make sure you cook some healthy food. Like it's all, whatever the positive with the negatives, just make sure you find a balance. And so even with T saying like, put yourself first was what I would have went with. Do that. Cause I do that. I tell this guy all the time, like I'm the most selfish person you'll ever meet. But at the same time, I can't care about the people I love any more than anyone possibly could, because that's how I get down. I put myself first, so I make sure I'm in a healthy possible spot to take care of anybody who ever needs me to take care of them in any way, shape, or form. Like I'm not like financially, no, I'm poor, but like, but like if you need help from me, I will be standing by your side, and you can count on that. And the way I do that is making sure that I'm healthy mentally, physically, whatever, to be able to be there for those people. Because I found that balance that I need to take care of myself because I care about everyone in my life so much that I need to be able to do both these things.
Yep.
Found that balance. You know what I'm saying?
What about you, Big Mike? I mean, we need some advice from you, dog.
Yeah, man, because, you know, we're guests here. And we clearly, you were on our show yesterday. We clearly need some life advice. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, y'all got it, man. shit, my advice is just to keep doing what you're doing, keep growing. I mean, I see it and I appreciate it and respect it. Like I said, hearing the songs that you was playing, like the one you played at the beginning, like that's dope. That's so dope to me. And it was inspiring to me. Like, man, I'll be rapping all fucking day in here. Like, why am I not rapping on my show? You know, why am I not putting my beats on my show? So yeah. I appreciate you, you know, I appreciate you doing that. But yeah, keep doing what y'all doing and keep just keep learning more, man, and figuring this shit out. Cause shit, if I can, I know y'all can. And I ain't even got it all figured out.
Right. Right. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. And I got one more question and then I'm gonna let you tell the people where they can find y'all. Shit, what's next for the show?
What if, I mean, this is, you know, I'm kind of speaking with a few caveats, I guess. Like, if he moves back here, like, next year, which I don't know if that's in the card. Like, I know he's trying to get back here, but, you know, I'm assuming by the end of 2021, that would be the goal for him. I think the whole thing kind of just, like, changes at that point. Like, it'll I don't know how much, I mean, the show itself, the content will still be there, but the structure of it will change drastically. Like how, what it's produced, where we're doing it. I think all of that will play a big role in it. So I know that's kind of, it's not a detailed answer, but I think that will change it. And I'm interested to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I would agree with that because, you know, obviously the goal for me is to, you know, come back home. I've been in the South for far too long. So, you know, goal is to get back to Cali. And I think once I get back, obviously it's going to, the vibe's going to be different. I can see us doing multiple episodes in a week. I would like to, you know, push that up. I think you know, after talking to you and then me and Rob get together, have a couple of convos. But now that we have a search where we can get some merch, I think the next thing to do is try to get back on our march, and I'm inspired. I mean, Rob does it not on the show, so I think I could fucking head up the merch department and try to get our social media game together. Whether it's me doing it or me finding somebody who can do it for us,
could tag team it. You know, I'm willing to throw my little 2 cents in there. I can't do it. I just get too bored to think of it myself. But real quick, before, I didn't mean to cut him off, but before. If there's anybody listening who is interested in being an engineer,
put it out there, man.
Of a show, because realistically, like, all we need you to do is just kind of Google stuff in the background as we talk about it. You don't even have to talk. You're kind of just, it's not even an engineer. I'll engineer the whole thing. I literally just need somebody to be on air with us, type into a Zoom, and just, you know, the links we've already provided throughout the weeks, you pull them up, you play the video, you scroll through the highlighted parts, let us read it, you know, so I don't have to do it because, you know, I have fun on my podcast and sometimes I have too much fun and shit gets difficult. So we have a nominal fee worked out per hour that we've talked about. And, you know, again, we'll let you know how to reach out to us. But just want to throw that out there before I forgot. T, please continue. I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, that was it. Long-term goal, get back to Cali, get a couple episodes a weekend. Short-term goal, get our social media popping again and get some of these tie-dye tees, right? I'm with it.
Right?
Man, I appreciate y'all so much for being on the show. Please let the people know where they can find you.
We're on the IGs. It's the Con Podcast. My personal one is @pretty_boy_boogie. That's for me, Terrence Hopkins. Rob can tell his. I don't know if he's going to, you know, be on the socials like that.
You have not worried about that. So, yeah, hit us up on IG at the
Confine. Mr. West Coast, if you want to talk to Rob, Mr. West Coast.
Couldn't help himself. And then, so on Apple Podcasts, it is The Couple of Nobodies. It's for some reason, we'll not change our logo, so we do have Mr. Number One Wayne up there. It's still to this day. So it's kind of this grainy-ass picture, but once you click that, you'll see the logo itself. And on SoundCloud, same thing, The Couple of Nobodies. Pretty much The Couple of Nobodies anywhere you're looking for us. And
you can leave us a voicemail at 323 301-3543. That's our voicemail line. Shoot us a call, give us a topic, talk shit to us, whatever you want to do.
And we'll pretty much play anyone on air. If you say a bad thing about my dad who is singing the intro, you're banned for life. So
best part of the show, baby.
All right. That's it, man. That's all we got.
Man, thank y'all for being here today.
Much appreciated, hey, dude. Like I said,
thanks for the invite, man. This is a long time coming.
And it was a relief. Yeah. I just get to sit back and talk shit. Like, I don't have to engineer nothing. This is great.
Thank y'all for listening. This is Mike Brown. This is The Art of Letting Go. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. If you like what you heard, please be sure to subscribe to us wherever you listen to this podcast and leave a comment. Let us know what you think. Let other people know what you think as well. If you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on all social media at The Art of Letting Go Podcast. Also, you can send me an email, theartoflettinggopodcast@gmail.com, or give us a call. Leave a message. We might play it on the show. 213-394-2773. Also, if you would like to support The Art of Letting Go, we got some really cool merch, as well as we're now on Patreon. You can find us, The Art of Letting Go Podcast. Subscribe to us. Thank you guys for listening. This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go.